All right, so let's talk about comics, and more specifically, how to do the comics so you don't look like an amateur. So there are a few things to keep in mind. I'm actually gonna just kind of pass through some mangas, I actually feel that a lot of Japanese artists tend to be better with their composition and with their consistency than American comics. Not quite sure why, because the heavier daily cycle they go through or whatever the deal is. But I feel that they're pretty consistent across the board. So I'm just going to cover some points that you're going to see, and then you're going to go, ah. So the first thing to note with mangos, first thing, of course, on top of that is right to left for these. So don't be worried. Don't be trying to read these left to right. So as you know, if you're making a manga or a comic book or whatever the hell, you are reading like this, right? If you're reading a comic book, it's always either left to right, right to left, but you're always going across, and then when there's a wall, you go down, across, down, you read down this, and then you go across. I think people who are new at comic books, they'll want to do this, and then they'll get confused. Really, it's not too difficult. If there's a panel below, you read the panel. If there's no more panels below, or there's a border that goes across, then you go back to this. It's same thing here. Oh, there's a panel below, I'll read this. Oh, there's no more page, so I'll go to here. There's no panel below, so I'll read across. There's no more page. It's really quite simple. Just imagine this is a full panel that's broken up into segments, and then it's not so hard. Then it's just always this, 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 this. Let's just imagine that this is an extra segment of panels. So here are some super simple rules to making your comic not look like ass. One, when you have text, although this isn't the original text, so this is someone else who knows how to do typesetting, you should almost always have space of a near equal spacing around your words. It's not always possible, especially since these balloons were made for Japanese words. But most of the time, when this is done right, you got about an equal spacing going around on the thing. Okay? What I normally see when something's not done right is a lot of this, where there's, I mean, this isn't too bad. Once again, these are their original balloons, so they had the typesetter had to do what they could with what was there. But you'll see, you know, text that's like this, and then there's just spaces on top and the bottom, or, you know, crowding where the whole thing fills up. You know, you'll have a bad scenario where, I've seen this quite often actually. Paste canvas. I'll see this, and it's horrifying. And I'll just right up to the edge. The text is right up to the edge. It's just kissing the edge, and it just drives me bonkers. So don't do that either. Additionally, you'll see that the text is almost uniformly consistent. Now, this isn't a hard rule. A lot of comics conveniently alter their font size. My rule is use two sizes unless you're in a really bad spot and you really need something to fit. I mean, obviously sound effects don't count, but definitely don't use different fonts. This is someone else here. This was more for something else I wanted to show, but here you can see more good space. Look, good, nice, even spaces around everything. And this just gives the reader good legibility. It makes it look like you know what you're doing. And it's better that there's a bunch of devices, and actually it'll be much empty space to zone around a lot of text. See how the fonts are pretty reliably the same size here. Yeah, so that's the first thing. Keep your stuff consistent. Same thing here, you'll see it. And like I said, sometimes you don't have a choice because you're translating in Japanese. This text goes up and down like this, so it fills up perfectly. So unfortunately, translators only have so many options, but that said, they still made an effort to keep this really consistent and nice. You know, the ah isn't a big ah, there isn't a huge word here, and it doesn't always fill up. So yeah. Secondly, and this is actually pretty consistently I see this problem. Keep your gutter space consistent. Okay. So if you're going to do this at 70 pixels, then always do the vertical one at 50 pixels or whatever case it is. Pretty often, and I think this is just good for legibility, horizontal gutters are always taller, okay? And vertical gutters are wide. Here you can see. To go here. Okay. So before you go telling me, you know, well, I think it doesn't matter. Here's why it matters. A tall horizontal gutter makes it a lot easier for the reader to sense the horizontal panel reading method they have to take part in to read. Okay, and actually newer comics, I recently noticed this, newer comics, especially manga, have opted for really tall, this Genshiken isn't so tall actually, I picked this one up specifically for that reason. Really tall horizontal gutter spacing, and that really makes the reading way easier. There's no missing what you're going to do here. This. You have to, so basically what we got here is a way taller, and I'm not quite sure when this started happening, but it's been pretty much adopted with a lot of the weekly comics. So that's pretty important, and I see a lot of comics with just really inconsistent panels, haphazardly drawn at different, just don't do that, guys. It's really super easy too. Like, this isn't even a hard thing to do. All you gotta do is you jump in whatever program you're using, okay? Here, I'm gonna just show you how to do this. So you're grabbing the frame, I'm inverting, so I'm gonna just fill the inverted thing with white, okay? We're good, put this in the folder. All right, and now I'm gonna grab another layer, and with, the best way to do this is to have a brush exactly the pixel size you want. I usually do this in Photoshop, but you can do this here. So I've got a brush at, I think 30 is gonna be good, there you go. So I'm just going to draw lines right across. All right. Right across. Okay. I'm going to grab another brush. It's probably going to be 16 going to be. Yeah. Okay. That's about near half, but not always. Okay. Da-da-da. This way, I'm not drawing a bunch of boxes and trying to isolate everything. This way, okay, so now I have two layers, one with the lines, one with this. Then I'm just gonna control click both, okay? And I've shown you guys this before in other tutorials, so I'm just gonna expand, go black, fill, K, Okay, now we have just literally, this is in Psy 2. Not doing anything fancy. I just basically, if I hide the white, you'll see it's just black that's bigger than the original white I created. So getting this isn't hard. You just have to keep in mind that you're doing it in reverse. You're drawing the gutter spaces with cursors. You shouldn't don't draw these lines one by one. Do that if you're doing some sort of stylized comic and you want it to look. But if you just want a quick, easy, reliable comics with a really decent gutter space, do this. Keep in mind to not make the blacks too dark. You get this kind of bad effect here. You can see Genshiken has this really black border, and it actually makes it pretty hard to read. So step one to doing good comics, to really, is legibility. So the spacing around these words, okay, legibility, that's all it is. Having the font size the same, legibility. Having this gutter space consistent and having it taller horizontal, legibility. Pretty much everything you do with comics is about legibility, because it's a series of images that all have to cohesively work together to tell a story. If they are not legible, or you can't understand them, or the reader is fighting against them, even if it's slightly, the reader detects and senses this, and it comes off as a cheap comic. And these are really, really simple things to do that vastly improve your comic's legibility and make you look like a professional, even in the slightest way. We can go further talking about the actual paneling itself. You know, picking, this is the rule of thirds. I'm sure you guys have heard about the rule of thirds. If you break up your comic into panels into three, it's always good to pick a hot spot. You can see his face is in this hot spot. Here, obviously, because the word balloons are in the way. Oh, wait, actually. That's a third. I didn't do my thirds right. You know, so it's actually occupying these two. It's actually occupying this. The rule of thirds is always about these corners, but I actually feel that it works better if you consider these things and these things, these spots. But anyway. Same deal here. Okay. Point of interest are here. And the reason why this works is mostly because it automatically sort of gives a breathing room and flow, right? If you put something way up here, it's going to be kind of, you know, crunched in the corner. If you put something in the dead center, which this isn't technically a dead center, this is dead center. This is actually a lower bottom half because the frame is this big. Even though the balloon takes up that space, you're still considering it as a whole shape. You know, as soon as you put something in the center, you're saying this is super important. So it'll happen, this is dead center. But it's not really, because dead center would be in the middle. This is actually more, I would say, a column in the middle. Here's dead center right here. So it's not something you avoid, but there's a focus point here, so it kind of drives the eye over here. It's not something you avoid, but it's not something you rely on. Just keep an eye on where you're kind of putting the focus. And additionally, this is something I've have to still learn myself. You really gotta make room for your balloons, man. Cause like, if I'm gonna remove these balloons, these word balloons, okay. And you're gonna see kind of how much content is missing, and how empty everything looks. Okay. It's one of those cases where you just make the room and you have way less problems, because sometimes some of these panels are half a drawing. They're half the panel of art. Half this one's half, this one's half, this one's half. And when you're drawing it without the words kind of there, you're filling up the whole panel and then having to shove balloons in the side. You go, oh, well, you know, got to draw the whole thing. And then you're going to go, oh, well, geez, now I need a balloon. And then you're dripping it over. I still have this problem because I don't actually plot out. I don't actually plot out my word balloons when I'm doing my thumbs, and I really, really ought to. So that's a thing I need to learn to do. So that's we need to look at the let me undo all this so that's not all ruined. I'll freaking laugh. I've had a YouTube video removed recently because it had a breast in it. I'll freaking laugh if this is removed because it's a breast in it. Remember, YouTube has people being murdered and having their dick shot off. And a simple boob has me losing videos. So I don't know, man. We'll see what happens with this video. Let's see how crazy their rules are. So yeah, those are some pretty much, those are the major factors. Now, of course, paneling and how you should break everything down. Man, that is its own headache. I'll say this. This is the works of Masamune Shirow, considered a very good comic artist, okay? He's not doing anything crazy with his panels. He's just breaking them down. Break, break, break. He's not making inserts. He's not doing this. He's just telling his story as legibly as possible. He's not overlaying any kind of fancy little doodads or explosive effects or panels that are leaking out to the edges. He does it, but he does it sometimes. He's just occupied with telling you a story, not trying to dazzle you with his camera and with his artist camera. So keep that in mind. Here I have another comic. Here you can see this is One Piece. More just simple, good, legible stuff. Simple art. Although this guy looks pretty crowded here. Oh, sorry, that was. This is One Piece. My bad. My bad. Don't kill me, internet. Don't kill me. We have. So, same thing, man. Just keep your stuff legible. Blacks, simple silhouettes. If you put, there's a background here because they want to kind of establish the sequence. But if you keep putting the background in, you're just going to. Because this is not going to be easy to read. Same for here. And then we kind of see a background again just to kind of establish where this guy is. He's not some floating in some field. He's looking in on this conversation. So put your backgrounds in when you got to. Genshiken, he tends to put backgrounds everywhere. I don't know if he's got an assistant that does a job of it, but nice, good legibility with him as well, with this comic as well. You know, it's actually kind of interesting because I was reading some, looking at some earlier comics, and he, not only does he have his borders black, too dark, and his gutter spaces equal both vertically and horizontally. Cutting off characters at the wrong areas. Like, he's cutting off things at hairlines. Characters are being shoved in. Heads are being cut across. Heads are being cut across. Heads are being cut across. Like, it's a pretty consistent. And it's not bad to cut across a head, but it's better than the head touching. But, you know, yeah, I couldn't help but feel that there are probably better ways to present this than to cut across the head. I mean, you can do that, but not, it's not being done anywhere else. It's being cropped properly now. And, you know, if you look at this comic and this comic, you know, the layout has more consideration for all the dialogue Whereas here, the dialogue seems like a second, an afterthought. So you can see dialogue, dialogue. Everything seems to really have the room for what it is. And before, I don't think he had that kind of understanding. So even as an artist, you can totally solve this on your own. A few other things to keep note, of course, and this is the more annoying of things, and you actually can see a little bit here, is tangents. And there's only so much you can do with tangents, but I'm gonna show you where the tangents don't exist. So there could have been a tangent here, but because they decided to leave a little bit of white, it's not a problem. Same thing here, the balloon doesn't touch this line, it doesn't touch this line. There's a reason to do this, because otherwise the reader will look at it and then will get really annoyed. Here there's a bit of a tangent, but it's so subtle that I think you can get away with it. Other styles of tangents that are really annoying to try to get with are panel-to-panel tangents. A good example would be these legs and there being a post that matches up almost exactly with the post with the previous panel. You know, it actually happens pretty often. Oh my God, look at that little straight line. It actually happens pretty consistently, pretty often when you're drawing, and then having to undo all of it is really frustrating sometimes. Because you'll have a perfectly fine drawing that just looks weird because this sort of thing is happening, where you have like a detail in another panel that looks like it makes the arm go through like this, and you're like, well, shit, what am I gonna do? And basically, you have to kind of fix a drawing that's already okay. The drawing can be totally fine, but because the things are matching up. See, this tube could have just easily been just going the wrong angle. And then looked like it was a continuation of this thing, you know? So you gotta keep an eye on that. You know, there's a bit of a tangent here. I think there's always gonna be some level of tangent when you're working, but you have to make some strides to make sure it's kept at bay. When things line up too much, this edge could have been moved over and right up against the frame, and it would have looked bad. But they cropped it right into the thing, so it doesn't look weird. So keep an eye out for that stuff. And that's about it. I think there's definitely more about comics, but these are the mistakes I see all the time. So, to repeat, right? Horizontal gutters tend to be taller. Equal spacing among your word balloons. Consistent font size, only varying when you want to bold or when you have a lar some sort of reason to do so. Maybe yelling or whispering. Or you have really tight confines because you screwed up somehow. All right. Making room for your dialogue. Pacing your comic in a way that's completely legible. And keeping an eye on tangents so you're not leading the reader to look at another panel because a line leads into a previous one, you know? Like if something here, if there was another tube here, it would just look wrong. And then you go here and you read here, and it's like that's not where you should be looking. That's it. So that's all the observations I made. And like I said, man, a while ago, this didn't exist. These really thick. This is something I recently noticed, and I hadn't looked at comics, manga, like critically in a while. And then I noticed this, and I was like, you know what, that makes sense. It's kind of a cheap way to double space your weekly comic because this means you can kind of draw less, but it also means that there's more legibility. And It's just a little bit more spacing to let the reader be able to your story without getting confused with the breakdown. All right, that's it for this. See you guys.